Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Do you know that the curves of your child's cheeks, the shape of their eyes, and the contour of their brows can reveal a lot of information? Information such as their inner nature, if they're highly sensitive, and that true potential that they hold inside. It can also reveal their best learning style and how you can foster that as a parent in order to help them be successful in school. It can also help you identify behavioral problems that they're going to display and then also help you and the child be able to cope with these different behavioral problems as they come up in a more effective way. And then the most important thing, and it's all important, and I'm so excited about today's show, but just by looking at your child's face, it can reveal what your child needs to feel happy, supported, and to feel totally loved. And that's really what children are looking for. And all of those things, the happiness, the supported, and totally loved, lets a child know that they feel safe and that they can explore their potential inside. So it's going to be a great show. Hello, and thanks for joining me. I'm your host, medical intuitive Carol Reitberger, and the topic of today's show is the wisdom of your child's face. And I have a very special guest. She's also a Hay House fellow, Hay House author. She's an expert in Chinese face reading. She's a gifted intuitive as well, and a friend who is going to literally share with us how we can look at our child's face and learn a lot about that inner blueprint that they have. Exciting show. I'm looking forward to sharing it with you. Also, her name is Jean Hainer. I'll tell you a moment about her in a moment. But Jean and I are going to be taking your calls today. I'm very excited to have her also on the line to be able to answer your calls. So if you have a question for us about your child's face, about anything that you'd like to know, even about yourself, then what you can do is you can call us actually at 877-230-3062. That number is good in the U.S. and Canada, as well as international callers. And international callers, you'll need to dial your international calling code beforehand. I actually had the pleasure of meeting Jean in person in February when I was down in Southern California. We had been supporting each other's work by sharing book promotions, helping each other, being able to share our email list. And all of you who are familiar with me and my work, I am very, very selective in who I promote. And I know that may sound judgmental. It probably is to an extent, to be honest. But I really believe that as a listening audience, there's information that can really be of value to help you move forward in your own growth and then also to be able to understand the people in your life. So Jean and I have been sharing and promoting each other's work through our email list and on special occasions, just being able to connect and do whatever we can to support each other. However, when I actually met Jean, we were sitting in a restaurant and she walked in. I have to tell you, it's one of those moments of synchronicity that you see someone, you meet eyes with them, and it's like you've known them forever. That's exactly the way I felt. There was such a kindredness with her. I was familiar with her work. I had read one of her books, and with my background with personality behavioral psychology, I knew that there was a connection, but I was nowhere prepared for what we're going to be able to experience today and what we've developed as a friendship. I know you're going to really enjoy her. Hay House is a support of her work, and then also Louise Hay is very, very much a support of Jean's work, and she's delightful. Jean Hainer is actually the author of The Wisdom of Your Face. Outstanding book, can tell you a lot about yourself. And then her latest book that was just released, The Wisdom of Your Child's Face. Jean teaches and actually consults internationally about the powerful techniques on how to read people's face to discover their inner natures. With her 25-year background in ancient Chinese principles of balance and health, she places emphasis on reading in a compassionate way, a loving way, an affirming way, so you're able to live the life that's in alignment with your true self. And then to be able to look at other people, and maybe they're different, but in those differences that you can create a compatibility and so forth. So she looks at everyone with love and everyone in your life, and she's going to be sharing that. I'm going to save how she kind of came about, I should say kind of, but how she came about learning about Chinese face reading. I'm going to let her share her story with you. Louise Hay, the best-selling author of You Can Heal Your Life, as I said, is a great supporter. And Louise has actually been in all of Jean's workshops. So, you know, one of the things that's wonderful about Louise is that before she really brings anybody into the Hay House fold, then she really likes to be able to experience them. And I can understand when I talked to Louise and spent time with her, and she talked to me about Jean. She said, you've got to really meet her, Carol. There's just something about the two of you that's a deep connection. So with all of that, Jean, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, Carol, hi. Thank you so much. It's my pleasure and honor to be here.
Oh, you are so welcome. Fascinating, fascinating book. We're going to be primarily talking about the wisdom of your child's face today. But also, I want to, as we go through the show, I want to talk just briefly about the other book and how we can use that as well. Because a lot of it, it's just the same thing. We just happen to learn a little bit later in life.
Yeah.
You have got so much going on. So tell us, first of all, just kind of a brief synopsis. How's the book going?
Sure. Well, it's so heartening. I'm getting all these emails from parents, grandparents, even teachers, just saying, you know, this is the most revolutionary thing. It's totally helped me understand what's really going on with my child. You know, a lot of people have never heard of Chinese face reading before. Or if they have, they think it's some kind of psychic reading or party trick or something. But it's actually an ancient branch of Chinese medicine. And originally, thousands of years ago, it was first used as a diagnostic tool. In Chinese medicine, they diagnose by looking for patterns in your lifestyle, in your diet, in your emotional nature, as well as your physical body. And in doing their research, they soon came to recognize that there were certain patterns of features on the face. You know, size and shape of the features or wrinkles or whatever might develop on the face. And they could see that these things correlated to certain kinds of illnesses or ways for the body to behave in a specific way. So first they used face reading to diagnose illnesses, but very soon they came to recognize that these same patterns also showed them certain personality types. They were very consistent with patterns of ways that people would tend to think and feel and behave. And so out of that came what I do, which is face reading. And really, thousands of years ago in China, the face readers were the very first therapists, personal coaches. They were the people that everyone went to for guidance on career or relationships or, you know, life path.
Fascinating, isn't it? I have to tell you that my granddaughter is a caregiver for children who are challenged with different health issues.
Uh-huh.
She's very young herself, but we sent her, because she started doing this work, we sent her your book.
Oh, thank
and
you.
I received an email yesterday and said, Grandma, I need to learn more about this. She said, not only is it helping me understand the children that I'm working with, but she says, I could even apply it to my husband. And now I'm beginning to understand him. And I need to tell you, they're not even married a full year yet. So she's getting this inside sneak preview, but she was so excited how accurate it was and how helpful it was in being able to create the environment and for her behavior to be able to support the way that it needs to. So that's just a living live testimonial from my own family. So,
well, you know, but isn't that amazing? Because when you first hear about something like this, I imagine that, you know, most people's reactions will be like mine were in the very beginning about how awful. Are you kidding? Judging someone by the way that they look? You know, evaluating them based on their appearance is just terrible. But it's actually the opposite. You know, it's actually a tool to help you understand who someone is inside and actually release judgment. We walk around every day judging people, you know, very much in a snap judgment kind of way and often very negatively, including ourselves. And this can really transform that to a way to understand and accept other people much more, to see where they're coming from, to understand why they're behaving the way that they are, rather than what we think why they might be behaving, to understand other people's perception.
That is so true. It is that, you know, we hear so much about the importance of that first impression. But one of the things that I've really learned from the work that you do is that first impression is based on what we've been trained to portray. If we're going for a job interview, we should say this, we should look this way, we should wear these clothes, we should do all this superficial stuff. But the more that I've got into your work and looking at the depth of what it is, I mean, these are things that, you know, like you said, the shape of the brow, the placement of the ear, the different parts of it. These are fixed in us, and they reveal a tremendous amount of insight in order not to manipulate, as we both know that in the work right. we do, but to be able to create a symbiotic relationship where both people can build on mutual respect and both people can honor each other and both people can assist each other. That's really what it's all about. So this first impression, I'm so glad you said that, because we place too much value and there's so much that we can see. You know, we talk about the eyes and so forth, and there you go. You know, Jean, when I first met you, it was absolutely fascinating to hear your story, how you came about being able to do all this. So if you'd share with the listeners, I'm sure that they're going to enjoy it as well.
Sure. Well, yeah, I mean, if anybody looks at my picture on the book or on my website, it's going to be pretty obvious I'm not Chinese. I'm doing Chinese face reading. I actually married into a Chinese family in the late 1970s. And this was a very traditional Chinese family from China. My in-laws barely spoke English. We had, you know, both an American wedding ceremony and a Chinese wedding ceremony. And I remember from the Chinese wedding ceremony, mostly I remember them, the in-laws, yelling at me to bow lower. So it was a very interesting kind of immersion into becoming a part of a Chinese family. And my mother-in-law actually knew face reading. And actually the rest of the family was very embarrassed by her. They kept telling me not to listen to her, that she was just being superstitious. And she would try to teach me a little bit and advise me about things. But actually, you know, I found what she was saying rather judgmental and negative. She would be saying, you know, oh, don't do business with that man. You know, he's got a dragon nose or whatever it was. And, you know, I would think, how is that helpful? I actually didn't learn until several years later that I actually don't have a lucky face. And yet she still let me marry her son, which was very kind and tolerant of her. But after a while, I started to kind of read between the lines of what she was saying, and I was seeing that, you know, actually what she was saying, she was pretty accurate about people. And she was my first teacher. She mainly knew the superstitions. She knew the rules. She didn't understand the much deeper and much more profound principles behind the rules. And so I went on to study with everyone I could get my hands on over the next many years, and continued, of course, to research on my own, so that, it, you know, within 10 years, I was kind of bouncing around the world teaching this as well and blowing people's minds on three continents. So, so I owe a lot to my mother-in-law.
Absolutely, even though she said that you don't have money bags, right?
Right, I don't have money bags. Yeah, but there's a lot of people out there who do, so we can talk to them about that.
Absolutely, but you know, again, it's that judgmental part. You know, money bags come in strange ways, don't they? They don't always have to be Wall Street or the stock market. They can come through other talents as well. I just had to chuckle so much when I read in the book, the introduction part, that here you are, you're married to a Chinese gentleman, your son is born, and lo and behold, he is born with red hair.
And my poor mother-in-law.
And I read that she assured you that it's going to turn black.
Right. As though it was the worst thing in the world to be born with red hair, yeah.
Oh, and then, of course, that did continue to some extent. It's kind of like the eyes, that they start out blue and then they turn the colors. I'm sure this is going to be dark black hair and everything with it. But one of the things that I'm sure that all of you as listeners can already pick up is that Jean's compassion and the way that she teaches things, but also that marvelous sense of humor that she brings to it. And, you know, when you go and you read books that, you know, you're maybe not real sure of, or you, you know, that starts out like Chinese face reading, this is what it's going to be. One of the things you're going to learn is that, you know, there are fundamentals, aren't there, Jean?
And they're fun fundamentals.
They are. And that they tell a lot about what the person is. But they're a place to start, aren't they? And then from there, both people can grow and they can do things. And that's so important with our children, especially the learning style. I found that fascinating that you could actually start that discovery of the learning style in a child. And,
yeah, I mean, it's just so amazing. I specifically included sections in this book for teachers to read so they can help, you know, recognize who their students really are. And you know, it was so interesting to me. In my research for this book, I also researched, you know, developments in Western child development theories and what all the latest is. And what was fascinating to me for both parents and teachers to know is that what they've discovered is that the, you know, you'd think that the greatest predictor of your child's success in life would be how loved they feel. You know, how many times mm-hmm. you say, I love you. But actually what they found was that the single most important predictor of your child's happiness and success in life is not how often you say, I love you, though of course that's important, not how many times they get praised by teachers or parents, but the single most important thing is how much they feel recognized and understood by mm-hmm. you. And that's what this work does, is it helps you understand who your child really is inside. There will be some children who will need to learn in a much more unstructured way in a classroom setting. And so if you have a very rigid structure to how learning is presented, to how material is presented in class, they may flounder a little bit. But it doesn't take much. You know, they don't need to completely change how the schedule of the day goes. But to be able to recognize in that child's face and to anticipate that there might be some problems that you can prevent from the get-go can be so powerful in having things flow so much more smoothly from the start, and especially at this time when it's kind of back to school time, to know this from the beginning is so empowering for both teachers and parents.
Well, and absolutely, and we both know from the research that we do, those informative years basically from birth to 13, when we have that desire to be able to please, to be able to fit, to be able to do the different things, whether it's with our parents or sibling or teachers. As you were talking, I was thinking, oh my goodness, as a medical intuitive down the road, looking at someone's life that I work with at, you know, 40, 50, and 60 years old, if they had had that kind of understanding instead of having a judgment placed on them, my goodness, psychologically, we would be so much healthier from those deep emotional, you know, kind of things that we bury inside.
Exactly. And that's, you know, that's the kernel of gold. Thank you so much for mentioning that, because it is, you know, our desire to please. In Chinese space reading, the belief is actually that we're each of us born with a unique inner blueprint and with a design and with a purpose for our life. And we arrive with that all bright and shiny. But what
exactly.
happens is, as you referred to, you know, soon after we arrive, we start getting messages, judgments and expectations placed on us. And we do want to be loved. The implicit message that we're getting is you'll be loved if you're more like that and not like this.
Mm-hmm.
And so we try to change and alter who we really are. And it doesn't take long for us to kind of lose touch with our original nature. And I know that you and I both, in our work with adults, we're consulting with people who, you know, are decades down the road of kind of navigating off course and having lost touch with their true nature. So that can result in stress or unhappiness, or at the extreme, it can result in health issues.
Absolutely. And, you know, all of those things, I always, you know, say that the first 13 years are impressionable years. We learn so much about the world around us. And then we spend the next, you know, 50 years or however long trying to get rid of everything we learned in those times. So, you know, I think the rest of our life, once we hit that 13-year-old part of it, we are rebellious the rest of our life. But,
I think too often people get stuck. You know, I spend a lot of time in airports, as I'm sure you do. And I, you know, once you know face reading, you'll never be bored again. You can sit there and look around, and there are, you know, there's a classic archetype of a musician's face, a very specific, easily recognizable face of someone who's interested in the arts, specifically music. And so often I'll be in an airport and I'll look around and there's a guy, you know, tied up in a suit with a briefcase waiting to get on his next flight, and I know that music is not a part of his life. And I just want to run over to him, because I know that every spare moment he's down in his basement playing music and thinking it's a waste of time. And just saying, you know, honey, run. Go do the music. You'll be successful. It'll work for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, as you're saying that, I'm thinking I have a wonderful son-in-law that is such a gifted guitarist. I mean, he literally can make a guitar sing and just talk to you and everything. And he is in information. He's, works in a company where all he does is works with computers, which has its own challenges. Uh-huh. But the minute that he gets to the place that he just gets tired of the redundancy, he just wants to pick up his guitar. So that was part of the prerequisite of the hiring is you must allow some people bring dogs. I must bring my guitar.
That's beautiful.
So I sure understand.
Actually, it's very common. People with the kind of face who are good musicians also have the kind of brain that are really good at computer programming. It's a very innovative brain. It's mm-hmm. a very creative way, an intuitive way of solving problems, not in straight lines. And so he's probably the perfect, he sounds like he has the perfect balance of being able to earn a good income with his innovative mind in one way and also have that outlet for his creative nature as well. That's fabulous.
Isn't it fascinating? All of the listeners, any of you that are just joining me, my guest is Jean Hayner. Jean Hayner. Get my lips here going. She is the author of The Wisdom of Your Child's Face. That's what we're covering today. We are taking your calls. So if you have a call for us, you can call us at 877-230-3062. Fascinating in what we're learning. So Jean, are you ready? Shall we start taking some calls or
Let's
something?
Let's go.
Okay. Hi, Carolyn from Texas. Hi. How can we help you?
I wish I had a question about my face or my child's face, just because I'd be interested to hear what you have to say. But my question today is about illness that I suspect I'm getting from stress from work. Currently, it's manifesting as vertigo that never completely goes away. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I can. I'm listening, sweet.
Okay.
So
it's a lot better now, but I've basically had it almost continuously for nearly the whole year.
Yeah. So you know what, Jean, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I'm going to have you jump in at any point in time because one of the things that, and if you want, actually, maybe what we could do is let's integrate some of this, you know, Chinese face reading, some of these behavioral things and see what your approach is. And then let's go in and we'll do teamwork on this. How's that sound?
Well, that sounds fine. And actually, if Carol would be willing, or sorry, I didn't get your name.
Carolyn.
Carolyn,
thank you. If you'd be willing to share your birth date with me, even if I can't see your face, I can get some information from your birth date that might be helpful.
Absolutely. Do you need my year?
Yeah, month, day, year.
October 4, 1967.
Perfect. Thank you, thank you. Aha. So, Carol, do you want to start?
No, you go ahead, honey. I can tell by the energy that I'm picking up, you need to go.
Well, and just a little aside, Carolyn, because one of the things I wanted to let listeners know is that if you go to my author page on Facebook, Jean Hayner author page, I'm actually doing several mini face readings free every week. All you do is post your picture and your birth date there, and then I choose as many people as I can fit in. So
oh,
that's
absolutely.
Another way you can get your face read. But just from your birthday alone, one of the things is that this has been an extremely stressful year for you with a lot of stuff going on, a lot of things to grapple with. And you may conceivably have a bit of a perfectionist tendency. And so wanting to do things right, wanting to do things really well, the quality of your work being really important to you, boy, can that add to stress. And you know, one of the things, because I share some of those qualities as well, a friend told me many years ago, you know, half-baked is better than not baked at all.
That's true.
So that's something to keep in mind. And just a little aside that you're in a two-year cycle of change, and next year is a little bit of a speeded-up version where you may feel a little bit vulnerable or shaky or things may feel a little bit up in the air. And I'm only mentioning this so that if you do experience that, you don't blame yourself or think that you've done something wrong. That's actually the natural flow that you're in right now, and you can just kind of ride the wind there and trust that you're being taken to where you need to go. But you need to take care of yourself.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Okay, so I'll jump in and kind of a second support that completely from the standpoint of that perfectionist part of you. One of the things that I kept touching you, and I say this with great love, is, sweetie, your head isn't on straight. And let me tell you what that really means so it doesn't sound as judgmental for anybody, especially that's just tuning into the show. One of the things is that where you are and the things that you're being asked to do are in compromise for what your real value system is, what really is important to you. There feels like there's an element of lack of truth or clarity. You feel like you're trying to jump through hoops that basically just aren't in alignment with who you are. And part of the thing with that I pick up with the recurring vertigo is that sixth chakra. You're highly developed in your intuition. And you are. You're like Jean said, you've got the world of perfectionism where you want to please, but then you also have this nonconformist inside that basically just can't, at this point in time, feels like you just can't understand what is being asked of you and why you're having to do the things you do. It's kind of like cleaning closets the way that Jean was saying. The second thing is, sweetie, are you working with anybody with acupuncture or working with a chiropractor or a massage therapist or acupressure?
I have seen a Chinese, traditional Chinese medicine person when I was preparing for the birth of both my children, and currently I do have a chiropractor, but it's been a couple of months since I've seen him.
Okay. What occurs is that there's an old injury that occurs in the cervical vertebrae 4. And it's right kind of in the vertebrae that where the shoulders and the head come together, and the head gets twisted there. And when it does, then the hips kind of go the opposite direction. And when it gets twisted at the head part, it takes the head to where it literally doesn't kind of seat in the skull the way that it needs to, puts pressure on the cranial nerves. And that my sense is if you went in and you could get a adjustment, you just a mild adjustment, you don't need to have a lot of physicalness. It could be through an activator or something, or you went and worked with a cranial sacral practitioner, then what they would be able to do is be able to go in and just seat that cerebral spinal fluid, balance the way it needs to. The head would drop into the skull the way it needs to, and then you would find that there's no vertigo. One of the things that I find is a metaphor, and it really supports what Jean said, is a lot of times vertigo, of course, that dizziness and spinning around, is we feel like we're literally being pulled like a top. We're spinning around. If this doesn't match who we are, sweetie, then what it does is it can throw us off balance. That's literally what vertigo is. So what Jean was saying as far as the change, absolutely. This is where you are. You're just trying to look at all the things that need to change simultaneously, and it's just keeping you off balance is what it feels to me.
Okay. So helpful. Thank you, ladies. I really appreciate this.
You are welcome. Jean, I didn't know about that Facebook. Very, very exciting. We're going to go for a commercial break, but before we do, tell anybody that just joined us, they can go to your Facebook page again.
Yes, the Jean Haner author page, or if they want to visit my website, wisdomofyourface.com, then they can just contact me for more information.
Very, very good. Well, if you'll please hang on, come back, because I'm going to have Jean as the guest also in the next segment of the show, and we're going to be talking more about the wisdom of your child's face and how you can use this information in order to really help your child develop and live their inner potential. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
ContactTalkRadio.com.
Well, welcome back, and thank you for joining me today. If you are just joining me, I have a very special guest. She is the author of two books, Wisdom of Your Face, and then her book that was just released, Wisdom of Your Child's Face. She is a Hay House author. Her name is Jean Hainer. She is sharing some information about Chinese face reading, some of the things that we're able to learn about our children by looking at their face. We're going to be sharing a little bit more information about that in this particular segment as well. We are taking your calls. So if you have a question for us, both Jean and I will be glad to jump in and offer our insight. You can call us at 877-230-3062. Let's do it again, 877-230-3062. I'd also like to invite you to join me for my monthly Your Health Health Teleclass. It's going to be happening on September 30th. It's at 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. And the topic of this month is prostate cancer, because September is the Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. So in the 60-minute teleclass, I'm going to be sharing how conventional medicine, alternative medicine, and intuitive medicine looks at prostate cancer. I'll also be looking not only at it from a clinical standpoint, but also sharing some of the hidden psychological meanings, how it actually looks in the aura for any of you who work with energy, how it maps in the chakra system, any of you that do chakra balancing work, and then also the role that personality plays in the development or potential development of prostate cancer. In addition to all of this, I always offer both conventional treatments and then alternative choices that you can look at approaching if you have been diagnosed or someone who has been diagnosed with prostate cancer. There's a wonderful book that I am going to be featuring later on in this month that is going to has been written by a doctor and a patient. And it really, the most important thing it does is for each of you to know that prostate cancer is a different form of cancer, and it doesn't mean that it necessarily is life-threatening the way that we thought. In addition to all of that, as soon as the class is over, I'm going to stay on the line for an additional 20 to 30 minutes, answering as many questions as I can to be able to connect with you in that way. I am going to be recording the teleclass. Please do remember that it's free, and you can register online at www.RitBerger.com. So if you'd like to share that information with other people, then I would appreciate that as well. Also, to let you know that my August Your Health teleclass was on chronic fatigue syndrome. I have both the audio download and a printable PDF, 29 pages, that basically looks at chronic fatigue syndrome from all of the same aspects that I'm going to be covering on prostate cancer. So if you're interested, you can actually go in and listen to a preview of the audio download. Be sure it's something you want to purchase, or then also a print preview of the PDF on chronic fatigue syndrome, as well as 17 other illnesses that I've covered. Again, you can purchase these online at my website, www.RitBerger.com. All right. So, Jean, very, very interesting, very exciting. You know, I want to talk a little bit more about some of the different features that you can look for. Yeah. But what I want to do, first of all, so we just, you know, and I want to take calls and so forth. But one of the things is, please tell people, how can they purchase your book, websites? I know you've got a very extensive tour that's coming up. Can you share a little bit of that with the listeners?
Right. I'm about to hop on an airplane here. I'm heading out of my book tour actually starting tomorrow. I'll be going to 5 different cities, I believe, San Francisco and Seattle and Chicago and L.A. and San Diego. So if you live in any of those cities or have friends there, I'll be doing a lot of free talks. And the nice thing about the talks is I also do face reading demonstrations with audience volunteers. So it's always really fun and fascinating, and people learn a lot. So I'd love to meet people there. If they want to see the whole schedule, all they have to do is go to wisdomofyourface.com, and there's an events page with all the dates and times and addresses and everything else. And I'd love to see people there. And in October, I'll be coming back to several cities and teaching the training. You know, although I work with people one-on-one privately all the time, I consider my main kind of purpose here to teach people. and to be to give them, you know, there's that old saying, you can give a man a fish or teach him how to fish. And I love to teach people how to fish so that they can use this for the rest of their lives, not just in this current problem that they're dealing with, this current situation, but from now on. So I'm very excited about the trainings that are happening in October, too.
And both of your books are available through HayHouse.com, I'm sure Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com.
Yeah, and there's book pages on my site that they can find to kind of read a little bit more and figure out if they which ones they want to get first.
Very good. And if someone wants to actually connect with you personally, Facebook, is that the best place? Or go to your website? Do you have a contact?
Go to my website. There's a contact page that would get a much more prompt response. Facebook
okay.
is number two.
Okay, very, very good. For any of you, I noticed that I have a caller that's asking for how do you connect with Jean. That's the best way to be able to do it. And again, that will allow her to be able to, when she's traveling all over the United States to share this wonderful information, it'll give her a chance to be able to connect with you any time of the day that you need to. So that is the best thing. So again, your website, please, the address.
Wisdomofyourface.com.
By the way, your website is absolutely beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
It reflects you. And one of the things that I neglected to say the first part of the show is for any of you that purchased Jean's book, The Wisdom of Your Child's Face, I will tell you the faces that are on the cover of the book. And then when you turn it to the inside of the covers, these faces of the children, if you just want to feel good
right.
without having to do anything, you need to look at the twinkle in these eyes and these beautiful, precious faces. And then you're going to be so intrigued, you're going to want to read the book itself. So,
I had the day, we had a 1-day photo shoot. It was actually in Seattle. So a lot of the photos of the people, the kids in the book are Seattle kids for those listeners in Seattle. But the day of the photo shoot, my heart was just overflowing. These beautiful children were just so gorgeous, and it was so much fun to take their pictures. So I'm thrilled at the outcome.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you, it is just, I refer to it as eye candy.
Exactly.
You know, when we just need a good picker-upper, go and pick up Jean's book and look at these beautiful smiling faces. All right. Very, very good. We do have a caller, Jean, that I would like to be sure to get on the air. So if you would indulge me, I'd like to go ahead and take that call, and then
Please.
We're going to go back and we'll answer some more things. Hi, Brian from Nevada. Thanks for calling me.
Hi, Carol. My pleasure. I'm really interested in this program. And Jean, just first, how do you spell your last name?
Her last name is Haner, H-A-N-E-R.
Oh, good. I got it right.
Good.
My wife works with special needs children as a teacher, and she deals with preschoolers and toddlers. And I was wondering if these face reading tips that you have would work with children with special needs, because some of
This book is intended for all kinds of children, and I've read many faces of kids with different challenges. The face is a universal pattern, and so the information there is readable no matter what the child's situation, any race, any ethnic background, any physical challenges, the information still means the same thing. And you can actually get information even from a newborn's face, even though, of course, you know, children's faces aren't fully formed at birth, and they actually continue to form right up until their mid-20s. Your face isn't done. But you can continue to glean information and understand by referring to the book to see, you know, oh, this is what the nose looks like now, this is what the mouth looks like now.
Oh, great. That would be wonderful, because she works with children that, you know, they can hardly communicate their situation, so the more tips she can get to helping them would be better.
Exactly.
Well, and especially because, you know, there's always that desire also, as you know, Brian and Jean, that, you know, children are born with this instinct to learn. And the more we can be effective in communicating with them wherever they are in their learning styles or what challenges they're dealing with, we can still fill that part of the child that needs to learn and to be able to connect with them in a way that, you know, it's a mutual respect. So very, very good. So, Brian, you're definitely going to want to get this book, aren't you, and your wife?
Yeah, or more than one.
Woo! We love to hear that. Any of us as authors are in there going, yay, this is good, because I know that Gene and I, when we talk, you know, we spend a lot of time writing these books, and it's, you know, people think it's a real romantic thing. It's very, very solitary to be able to do it. And we're, at some point in time, we all always ask ourselves, so remind me again, why am I doing this? I hope it's going to do it. So, Brian, sweetie, you just made her day. This is absolutely fabulous, and
Thank you as well.
Very, very good. All right. Okay, Gene. So let's go in and, you know, just we don't have a lot of time, but I really think it would just be helpful for the listeners. What are some of the features that we could look for and some of the messages associated with it?
Yeah, I mean, I love to give people information they can just, you know, put to immediate use. And one little note, if people do go to my website, right on the homepage there, you have the ability to sign up for my newsletter. I'm just about to send out the new one for fall, and that actually has face reading tips about children's faces. I give away a lot of free information, and you also qualify for free gifts and things that I only send to people on my list. So please be sure to do that if you want to keep continuing to learn. But so here's the thing is, you know, reading a face is like putting a jigsaw puzzle together. You can't tell everything about someone just by looking at one feature or a couple features. You just like you couldn't tell the whole picture of the puzzle just by looking at a few pieces. You need to put all the pieces together to see the whole picture. So you can't tell a child's entire personality just by reading the eyes or the nose or the mouth. However, you can tell a lot about them only by reading one feature. That every feature on the face actually has many messages for us about who our child is inside, what they need in order to feel safe and happy in life. So just as an example, you know, if you look around, you notice that lots of people have different kinds of eyes. Lots of kids have great big round eyes. Other kids, their eyes seem more deep set or squinty. And one of the things that the eyes talk about is how we communicate, how we welcome communications into our hearts, and how also we communicate with others, how open we are with others. Children with great big eyes for their face, you know, if you look at your child's face and your first thought is, you know, wow, look at those eyes. They're great big wide eyes. This is actually a child who takes in a lot of communication from the outside world, meaning that they're highly empathic. They'll be very open-hearted for other people, but also extremely vulnerable. The open heart is the vulnerable heart. And so life can be a little bit overwhelming to them at times. If someone's having some extreme emotions or if there's a lot going on around them, that can be a little bit much for them. They can get a little bit emotional if they're getting upset. But these are also the kids who, the minute they walk in the door from school, are just telling you everything about their day and wanting to act out all the various parts of who said what. They're delightful kids. So you need to be, one of the things with children like this is establishing energetic boundaries. To know where they leave off and the rest of the world begins can be really helpful for them. Children who have more deep-set eyes or hold their eyes a little bit more squinty have a different kind of personality and different kinds of strengths and challenges, because every feature has both a positive and a negative, a strength and a challenge associated with it. So deep-set eyes are signs of someone who plays their cards a little bit closer to the vest. They don't blurt out their more difficult feelings just to anyone. It may take them a little bit more time to warm up and trust other people, but they're less gullible. They're less easily influenced by other people, and they have a little bit more realistic view of the world and realistic view of other people. So while it may take them a little bit more time to open up, or it may take them a little bit more time to trust, once they do trust you, once they do open up, they're your friend forever. and often, you know what, it's well worth waiting around to get the information that you finally get.
Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. And that's just the eyes. I mean, from what you say in your book, when you look at the curves of the cheeks and you look at the placement of the ears and you look at the brows and everything, oh my gosh, this is literally a virtual blueprint, isn't it?
It truly is. It truly is. And it's quite profound how deep you can go with this. You know, in the first few years that I was working with this, I thought I had it, and then, you know, the kind of the ground opens up under you and you suddenly discover 97 new layers of where you can go. And that's why I have such respect for this work. You know, this is an ancient branch of Chinese medicine. I call it 3,000 years of research and development. It's something that has enormous depth and has been proven over time and continues to just surprise and delight me every day.
Well, and I think that's important because, you know, when we look at the intuitive gifts, we look at the face reading, we look at the Chinese medicine, we look at medical intuition, then it's very easy for there to be, again, that first impression, oh, that this is something, as I call, the woo-woo world.
Yes.
But there is a tremendous amount. Anybody who studies Chinese medicine or studies Chinese face reading and looks at the culture and how far they've come and being able to really use a lot of modalities for healing and understanding the nature and so forth. I mean, this really is a science. It may not be a blind study as we think of now, but there's a tremendous amount of research, isn't there?
There is. And really, Chinese medicine was the first holistic medicine, something that, you know, in the West, we've only finally come to accept in the last 20 years or so. Thousands of years ago, they recognized that, you know, all the parts of the body are attached to each other. What a concept. And even, you know, your relationships in life affect your health. What you eat affects your health. How you move affects your health. And so they were, you know, if you go to an acupuncturist today, you may be surprised that they're asking you questions about your lifestyle and your diet and your emotional nature, as well as, you know, why your elbow is hurting, because they understand that this is about the whole, and your face is such a huge part of that, that they've devised such a sophisticated way of reading all the details to come to a very complex and complete understanding of who you really are.
Well, you know, and I was thinking, with so many people that are out there, these healers and wonderful practitioners that we have that are really bringing this whole holistic alternative approach to this healing in our Western thinking. I mean, I could just, as you're talking, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, what you offer in the classes that you teach for someone who is maybe not versed in that area, what a wonderful tool this would be to have, kind of what I call in their medicine bag, to be able to be more effective and proficient in assisting that person getting where that person wants to go. So your trainings have got to just be phenomenal and should include these practitioners.
Well, you know, it's fun because I feel my purpose here is to really mainstream this information, to make it accessible on an everyday basis. So, you know, I joke I can teach you how to get out of the grocery store 10 minutes faster because you can read the faces of the checkout clerk. But I also have doctors, medical professionals, acupuncturists, therapists coming because they integrate this. I just got an email from a woman in Atlanta who's taken a training with me saying she just had her first two clients of the day. She immediately saw the clue on their face that their problems related back to trauma during adolescence. And it would have taken her weeks to figure
Absolutely.
That out. But they came in, sat down, and she went, oh, my God, there it is, right there on their face.
You know, talk about effective, where you can, you know, not have to talk things to death or do
right.
things the way they need to. So a wonderful tool. So any of you who are practitioners, deal in the alternative therapy world or anything, you might want to also go in and we're talking about the wisdom of a child's face, but you might also want to go in and explore the depth of what Jean brings in her training and how this can help you be of service to people to be able to bring that healing forward. So one of the things I want to do, Jean, we've been talking about the wisdom of the children's face, the child's face and everything. But you know what? I know that I have listeners out there going, okay, so how's this going to help me with dating? Can I use this in any other way? So
totally.
We have just a very few minutes, but can you help share some of that? How's this going to help them? I mean, you can't go in and give them a personality assessment like they do. I actually have people do that. But you could probably look at what?
Oh, this is so brilliant for online dating sites, I can't tell you. And actually, a portion of my new newsletter that's about to go out is exactly that, 5 things to look at in your date's face. So be sure to sign up for the newsletter. But, you know, even those fuzzy little photos on the dating sites truly can give you information about how someone will be in relationships. So just as an example, if especially for women, because men tend to have more prominent brow bones on their faces than women because it correlates to the level of testosterone in the body. But if you are looking at a man who has an extremely prominent brow bone, this is a sign of someone who may have more than a normal level of a desire to dominate in the relationship, to be the top dog. And if that's comfortable for you to be in kind of the subservient position in a relationship, then that's great. That's a really good combination. But if it's a problem for you, these people tend to have a perception that everyone's trying to order them around, trying to dominate them, and so they have a little bit of a chip on their shoulders sometimes. Mm-hmm. If that is an issue for you, then that would be a good warning sign that this relationship might be more challenging than some other kind.
You know, it surely helped with that cliche, love is blind. You know, when we're in that first dating part and we're getting to know each other, I mean, our friends can tell us, oh, my gosh, you shouldn't go there. And we're in there like, no, 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 I'm sure I can do this. And once this starts to wear off, you're thinking, oh, my gosh, what have I done? So can you imagine?
Well, and truly, you know, I tell people, because I often have people coming to me, couples coming to me, or someone brings me a picture of someone they're interested in, and they're terrified I'm going to tell them to run for the hills. And the thing is, there's no bad combinations. There's no wrong combinations. Any relationship can work with understanding and acceptance. But so often we don't understand, and we can't accept, and we judge and react. And so this is a new tool to help us find a new place to stand in any of our relationships.
Well, and absolutely, and it's another tool that can just help you realize that probably people aren't trying to make your life miserable. It's just that they literally have different values, they see things different, and they have a different process that they're going to be able to communicate. And, you know, if we could go in and, you know, like sit and talk to someone, except I was sitting here kind of chuckling, is that, you know, it'd be difficult once you do this work. I understand what you said. We almost like to need to give a disclaimer that you could be talking to someone in an airport and you're not even looking in their eyes. You're looking at their brow, their cheeks, everything. And but a very, very fascinating process. Jean, please tell us again how people can learn more about you, more about your skill, and order your books.
Thanks. Yeah, I think the easiest way is just to visit my website, which is wisdomofyourfaith.com. And there's all the information there. If they contact me through the contact page, we'll send them all the information about consultations or workshops. But on the events page, there's actually flyers, so they can see in detail everything that they might learn. If they come to one of my free talks, they can see me. They can see Chinese face reading in action and have a lot of laughs.
Well, you know, and the other thing is that you have a new blog, don't you?
I have a blog on my website, and I need to update it. Like, I'm sure like you, you know, we're so busy writing all these other things. You're like, oh, yeah, I should actually put that on my blog.
So. Yeah, you know, it's like, I probably should go visit my own website every so often. Do you find that also very, very, very funny?
Yeah. But visit me on Facebook, because I am doing those free mini readings there a few times a week as often as I can.
Oh, absolutely. Lots of fun. Any of you that are in any of the areas that Jean's going to be, I will tell you it's worth just listening to what she can share with you. But as you can tell from listening to her, beautiful heart, full of compassion, truly desiring to help people understand other people. And, you know, both of your books, Wisdom of Your Face and then Wisdom of Your Child's Face, absolutely phenomenal books. So, Jean,
you,
it's been a, it has been just a pleasure. All of you, I highly recommend this. You can go back if for any reason you weren't able to listen to the whole show or you want to share this with friends. I know I emailed my granddaughter because she's working in Canton. I said, listen, you can go to my archives. So on Friday of this week, what we'll do is I'll actually post the show on my archives. And what you can do is go in and you can listen to it right there. You can even download it to your iPod. And then you've got a Jean and Carol all the time with you that can help you with all of this. So Jean, I've got one very, very quick, because I've only got about 3 minutes.
Sure.
This can also, this truly can help people in these changes and around career, can't it?
Oh my God, yes. Because, I mean, truly, your face can show you what I call, sometimes call your calling, you know? And I think, yeah. I say in my book that there's two very important questions you need to ask yourself in life, which are, who am I and what is my calling? And I think that, you know, in order to live authentic lives, in order to do what we came here to do, we need to live a life in alignment with who we truly are, with our true nature.
Absolutely. And for all of us out there that has this element of dysfunction, in fact, I heard a great, great quote. Anytime you interact with anyone other than yourself, there's bound to be dysfunction. And then I'm sure that you could add also by reading faces in the thing, sometimes you don't even need anybody else. So, Jean, thank you so much. I wish you well on your book tour. It's just been absolutely phenomenal. Two great books, Wisdom of Your Face, Wisdom of Your Child's Face, available through HayHouse.com, Barnes & Noble, also through Amazon.com. great read, and then I encourage you to do that. Well, thank you all for joining me today. It's been such a pleasure to spend this Wednesday morning with you. I'm going to be back next week, so have a wonderful week, and I'll see you on the radio.
You've been listening to The Carol Reiberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com. See you soon.